This is the Health
to Your Health
and Wealth Show.
Show me the money.
On MyTalk 107.1 with guests from Health Foundation's Birth Center and ClearStep Financial.
Let's learn something.
And here's your host, Miss Shannon.
Let's see. Can we get this up and running? Hi. Welcome to the Health and Wealth Show here on MyTalk 107.1. I am Ms. Shannon, and we have lots of things going on. I think it's interesting that we're on today because we have our friends from ClearStep Financial, and I want to welcome back to the show Cassandra Brazier, who is out watching her little kiddo right now. And so we have her other kiddo in here with us that we might get some advice from because we are waiting for this, and we're waiting for Carla to get that plugged in. Let me help you out. You got that in there? All right, there we go. And then we're gonna push. There we go. That's what I love about this show is that it is very real. So whenever you're getting advice and you're wondering what we do here on the Health and Wealth Show, we are like out there living our best life just like you are. So thank you for joining us, Carla. We appreciate it.
Yes.
And your grandkiddo's with us. So turn that mic towards you. Turn it. Yeah, she can talk.
We can say hello.
Here. Good morning. Go ahead and say hi.
Hi.
Hi. You are going to fill in for your mom for just a couple of minutes. So okay, tell everybody your name.
My name is Gianna Marie Brazier.
Hello. Thank you, Gianna. When you plan to grow up, were you thinking about going into being a financial advisor, which is the company business, so like your mom and your grandma?
No.
Okay. No. That is fair.
No.
What would you like to do? I mean, this is a long way out. How old are you now?
I'm 9 years old.
So I presume you don't have a job yet, do you?
No.
No, it's just being a good big sister to the other kiddos, right?
Yep.
So do you think you know what you want to do yet?
Yes.
Okay, what do you think you want to do?
I want to be a doctor.
Oh, that is wonderful. Ooh. Well done. Then you'll be able to take care of some of these things because I know that your grandma and your mom will give you good advice on how you should take care of retirement. That's what we're going to talk today. So we're going to talk about retirement, which is a long way off. So I do have a question because I feel like I know your grandma and your mom really well. Are they already talking to you about like getting life insurance and stuff like that? Do they talk to you about those things?
Yes.
See, I figure.
He's got some goals. Gianna, do you have some goals? Do we talk about goals?
Yes.
We talk about goals. Do we talk about Roth IRAs?
Yes.
Do you work for your Roth IRA?
Uh-huh.
Yes. Wonderful.
What are some things you do?
Well, I'll pick rocks from the field.
Mm-hmm.
That's hard work, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
And there's a number of other jobs that you have lined up to do as well, but that's part of it, is start the Roths as early as you can, especially if you have a small business. Get those children involved and get those Roth IRAs going.
Well, you know, go ahead. Well, Gianna, I think it's really good that they talk to you about this because one of the things we talk about on the show on the days that you're not here is that a lot of us, when we were your age, didn't get those lessons about how to really keep track of our money. And so we're like, oh, we had to learn it all once we got older. And it's just a lot harder to learn things once you get old. So it's nice that you get to do some of these things when you're younger. Do you ever look at them and go, okay, this is boring. It doesn't apply to me?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah. I understand, because it is not always, it doesn't sound like it's going to be fun when they're talking to you about saving your money, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. I think that even once we get older, what we remind people is that there's other ways to think about it as being fun. Because when they talk to us about, oh, you should have a budget and you should save your money, it doesn't sound like it's fun to a lot of us as adults either. So we understand that you're going, I just want to buy things, right? I just want to get toys, or I want to get, you know, do you like video games? Do you like music? What do you like to, what do you usually spend your money on, Gianna?
Well, I usually try to save, but sometimes I'm like, I just want to buy this little toy.
Right. So do they usually encourage you to like save up to be able to buy that toy and think about it? Yeah, I understand.
That's we have how to Joe do that too. He usually wants to use his money to buy remote control cars.
Your brother.
Yes. I think we all have those things that we like to buy and you want to buy them right now. And it's good to have somebody remind you, you can get it, but it's okay to maybe save up for it and think about it. And it's not fun sometimes to wait, right? Yeah, I understand. I do the same thing. And I've been having the same conversation. My son, he's 13, and he likes to buy things right now. And so I've been trying to teach him the same thing, that I didn't say no. I just said, not today. We need to wait on
patience.
That. Right.
You know, that is one of the hardest characteristics to really develop in children, right. Mm-hmm. And adults, right? Mm-hmm. Is just to be patient, work toward that. But we're in an immediate gratification society where we do want things right away, right? And we don't want to wait. And so that's something, it's a good discipline to start young in the children to work toward that. And then they feel better. And even if it's a cell phone or a car, as these kids get older, to be able to work toward that and pay for those things.
Right.
Take the responsibility.
So do you ever just get really disappointed when they go, oh, you have to wait or you have to save up for it? Does it bother you sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, you're not alone. It bothers all of us. You know, I think that we really get in this cycle. I know even when when I'm talking to my own self and telling myself, no, you don't need to buy that today, or hold off, you can get it later, or even trying to make sure that I'm making the best choice about things, because like I needed to buy a new tablet because my tablet died finally, because I wanted to buy one. And I was like, okay, so it took me a long time to sit there and go, well, what's the best one? And what do I really need, and not overbuy and spend this thing? It's that takes sometimes.
Takes time.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you go, I just want it now.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Well, we're glad that you are joining us. Until your mom takes care of your baby brother, because he is tiny. So he, so for everybody that's listening, I think we mentioned a few weeks ago that Cassandra had a brand new baby.
Yes.
And he is out there being a baby.
Right.
And does not care that all the grown-ups have shenanigans and stories right now, which I think a lot of people can relate to. But we are going to get to talking about some things that you can have. Problems that you can have once you get to retirement.
Yep.
Right, Carla?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. So first off, if people do go to our website, so if you do have any questions or if you want a free consultation, we're here on the Sunday morning doing the radio show is because we really want to reach out and help people. And
right.
So just go to our website, clearstepfinancial.com, and let them know you came from the My Talk radio, and we will sit down and schedule a time with you. There's a lot of virtual appointments we can do. We can meet in person, so we can make a phone call. But we really want people to be able to do that and have that free consultation. We also have a phone number.
Right.
Right? I like to pick up the phone and call.
And that makes sense. Sometimes it's a lot easier just to go, I want to say these words.
Right. 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 Mm-hmm. I just want to talk and leave a message and they can call me back.
Exactly.
But that number is 651-600-0855.
Perfect. And I want to remind everyone before we move on that securities and advisory service offered through Harbor Investment Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Don't worry, Cassandra. Your kiddo there held it down, and we had a nice conversation about how good it is to start the saving process and the educational process, even though she is nine.
Yes, absolutely.
But you know what, Cassandra, you and Mike do a very good job with your kids, just helping them to be patient, to work toward something. Those are all, if you can teach your child or grandchildren that at a young age, it'll be so much easier as they get older.
Absolutely.
You do a good job.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad. Well, thank you, Gianna, for that.
Filling in.
She's starting young.
And she gave us a very realistic perspective because, as we've mentioned before, when the three of us are doing the show without Gianna, that it's not something that a lot of us had that training and that instruction when we were younger.
Right.
And one of the things I told her is that it's much more difficult to learn these things and to learn anything
it
once
is.
You get older because you have so much more time to get in the habit of whatever you did.
Right.
And I think about that. Like, I've learned so much from the two of you, and I look back to the lessons that I had and the modeling that I had when I was younger. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, no fault, you know, of my mom. It just was, well, she didn't have good modeling, or things were so much different and our scenarios were different. So to be able to go, how can I can control my finances and to know that I can make good choices and what even good choices are.
Right.
And to not go from a position of lack to go from a position of education.
Of education. Mm-hmm. And when we prepare and plan, we can make that, you know, the good decisions, right?
Right.
But I just want people to know, too, that just if we have not had those good experiences regarding money and finance as a child, just from this moment on, we can have them.
Right.
We can make those decisions. We can choose to
learn about it and work with it and make those best decisions. And even people that have, that doesn't mean they have a straight path. No one does.
No,
we have twists
no
and turns
does,
right? in all our decisions, in our financial decisions, our life decisions. There's a lot of obstacles that we have to overcome.
Unforeseen things that happen in life.
Exactly.
To all of us.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't, I mean, you started in the financial industry and I was already older than Gianna even at the time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I was the oldest. So I didn't even grow up with some of the things maybe right away, but they're things you can learn.
Right.
Like we said.
You can learn.
But I think delayed gratification, if you mm-hmm. can learn that in life, it's very helpful in lots of areas of our life. And that's one of the things that learning how to save towards something can teach you.
Right. And feeling as just attaching to that sense of accomplishment mm-hmm. versus that sense of, you know, it's very fleeting to go, oh, okay, I have it. Well, once you have it, how long are you going to enjoy it?
Right.
You know, when sometimes the being able to go, well, I got it and I know I can enjoy it because I don't have to keep looking at my bank account going, okay, I'm in debt now because of this thing or that. I think that it's just rewiring your brain to go, this feels as good as getting this thing immediately.
Right. And we feel good too. Mm-hmm. It's a, you know, life is about being happy, feeling secure, feeling good. And so when we have that delayed gratification and we work towards something, we really do feel good about ourselves.
Right.
When we buy something flippantly or don't prepare for that, mm-hmm. we don't always feel good.
We do a lot of times short term.
Yeah.
A lot of times short term, you do feel good, but mm-hmm. then it goes away pretty quick.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. When we can help you hit those feelings and extend that feeling.
Yeah. More long term.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we are going to cover some pitfalls once you're in retirement. Is that right,
that's
ladies?
Correct.
Yeah. These are topics that we probably haven't discussed most of these, you know, why people fail. And mm-hmm. this is for people that maybe have minimal retirement savings or all the way up to people that have millions and millions of retirement savings. These are pitfalls to avoid.
Well, we are going to get to that. You can also be part of the Health and Well Show. Just call us at 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with our friends from ClearStep Financial. Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 1071 and streaming on MyTalk1071.com. Also want to remind you that you can get this episode and previous episodes by going to our website and our app and just look for the Health and Wealth Show in podcastable form. Sometimes we cover things kind of quick or you go, hey, that explanation of my financial alphabet soup really applies to me or a loved one. And so we can do that. And speaking of loved ones, it is Father's Day. So Cassandra, I know that you've got something to shout out.
Yeah, I just wanted to say happy Father's Day to my husband, Mike. He's wonderful. He's a great father.
And all
to
the
my
fathers.
Dad, to all the fathers out there. Mm-hmm. To his father. There's just so many wonderful men out there that are doing their best and trying to hold it down every day in and day out. Just like all of us, right? But those fathers are special too.
Right. Mm-hmm. And kiddos are complex. And so we talk about how we can, in the midst of everything that you're doing with your family, there are lots of times where you're going, do I have time to think about this or do the research? And we go, you don't have to do everything yourself. Sometimes it's good to have a guide or a resource that can help you get to the goals that you want more quickly.
Correct.
Right. And that's the good thing about having a financial advisor, regardless of where you are in your journey. You, and especially the kind of advisors and the kind of work that you do at ClearStep, can help people just have that peace of mind.
Well, we want people to know, too, again, why do we do this? For educational purposes, to teach and educate about money and finance, and people can make better decisions on their financial futures. But please go to clearstepfinancial.com. Let us know you came from My Talk and that we'll sit down with you and do a free consultation to see how we can help you.
Well, I'm glad we're going to cover some of these things that can have you, that you can fail during retirement. Because I think we sometimes just go, it's so far away. We don't think about it. You know, even if it's only 10 years, like 10 years it seems like a really long time, but it can just flash by.
Right. Or you might be in retirement.
Right.
I mean,
You right. These conversations are for people that are reaching, achieving retirement. The things that we're going to be talking about will affect people achieving retirement, but also in retirement.
Right.
These are
they're just things to be aware of, just understanding how the consequences of certain things that can happen in retirement.
Right. Well, we're not trying to panic anybody out there. Again, this information is given to you to actually ease your mind and let you know some of the things that can happen so you can make wise decisions, right?
Right, exactly. So
our first piece here. We have about seven ways in why people fail in retirement. And these are things to think about, right? So a lot of times, if you don't pose the question, we don't think about these thoughts.
Right.
And so we're posing the question today that how do you think you can fail in retirement? So you start thinking about that, not to be fear-based, but just to be thoughtful-based so that we can prepare and plan. So and there's three big ones, and we'll get to those. But the first one is actually one of the big ones. And this, we're seeing more and more of this, especially people in their 50s. Can anyone guess what it is? Divorce.
Right.
Divorce. So what's happening right now is as people are reaching their 50s and beyond, they're actually thinking of parting. They may have raised their children. Things might have changed.
Right.
All different things. And they start to think about that. They call it the uncoupling, right?
Mm-hmm.
That they were married for so many years, and now they're thinking about other things. So,
and I do think that you have more time to go, what are we like? You know, because a lot of what you do, and I remember this, you know, when I was married, a lot of what you do is go, well, how do we work as a unit because of the kids? So I can understand that things change dramatically in your own mind frame once the kids are not your priority, or they're a different priority because they've launched.
Right.
Where it's like, okay, well, now what does this look like? And what am I doing every Tuesday night with this person? And so, and I think it's also a manifestation of one of the things we talked about here on the Health and Wealth Show again, is that we are living so much longer.
Right.
And so you're going, I'm going to be here a long time. What am I going to do with the next? Sometimes if we're only talking about people in their 50s, they may have another 50 years in them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right.
Fastest growing population are the centenarians,
right?
Reaching age 100. Mm-hmm. So people are living longer. They've got to prepare for retirement longer.
Right.
So this is one of the questions that they think about. So we need to help people think beyond investing in retirement and look at all the things that can trip people up.
Right. Because what happens when you go through a divorce, what happens to your assets?
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. Those typically need to get split up. Usually it's in half unless you have some kind of a agreement, you know, prenuptial agreement. But then that, what does that do for your retirement?
Right.
And those people who have gone through a divorce in retirement are very aware of how that could look potentially.
Right. So it's already a complex scenario. So it's a good time to sit there and go, I'm going to sit with my financial advisor. I'm going to talk to, you know, my attorney, and maybe get even you have to get like a variety of different advice once you're going through that, just so you can prepare.
Right, right. And people that do get divorced, right, like Cassandra said, it gets split up.
Mm-hmm.
But also, remember, when you have two people living in one house is your house expense. But when you have one person living in the house, that becomes a bigger percent of your income.
You don't have half the expense.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's something to think about, right?
Right.
And I know people do think about those things because I've had people come to me saying, this may happen, right?
Right.
This, we're talking about this. What would this look like? So I know people do think about that. But also to know, like we said, that the expenses don't get cut in half, right? The income might, but the expenses don't.
And to be able to have those conversations so that you can go into that decision with a clear mind.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's already so many emotions going through during that uncoupling. And maybe going, well, if nothing else, I can have somebody help me go, I can make this decision without the emotion of what's best for my finances and my future.
Well, that would be ideal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so many people include that emotion.
Right, exactly.
So it's not only a financial major issue decision, but it's also the emotional piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, like you had said, Shannon, that we don't necessarily make good decisions when we're emotionally distraught or when
it's
things
difficult.
Are going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Right. It's very difficult. So that's a pivotal time in our financial picture. You know, people, and we all have friends and people we know that are contemplating that or going through that.
Well, we have about a minute before we go to break. So let's just give them a taste of what our next way that we can fail is. And we're going to finish talking about that after we get back from the break.
Well, it has to do with offspring.
Oh,
what's that?
I don't know, Mom. What is that?
But I do think there are so many things that we're going to need to be able to cover, because not only is it your offspring, it might be whether you are still taking care of somebody else that lives in the family as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of us are in that in between. So we encourage you to be part of the Health and Wealth Show. You can call us at 651-641-1071. Also encouraging you to go to clearstepfinancial.com. You can set up those free consultations, get some questions answered, make sure that you are getting educated on this whole situation so that you can make the best decisions possible for you and your family regarding your finances. Again, that's clearstepfinancial.com. And the phone number is 651-600-0855. We'll be right back here on the Health and Wealth Show.
This is a mess.
Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 1071 and streaming on MyTalk1071.com. I'm Ms. Shannon here with Cassandra Brazier and Carla Zevnik-Seifzer from ClearStep Financial. Reminding you can be part of the Health and Wealth Show. Just call us at 651-641-1071. We've been talking about things that can fail while you're in the midst of retirement. So again, this is a great time for you to call in. If you just have a question or if you say something that you're like, I think that applies to me, but I'm not sure, give us a call. The number is 651-641-1071.
Yeah. Right. Or you can always email us. We have a lot of people, not a lot, well, some people may not feel comfortable calling in or they're busy right now and you can't drop what you're doing. So always feel free to shoot us an email if you have questions or you want to sit down. Again, we always mention this, but we do complimentary consultations.
Right.
We're happy to just give you some guidance. That's, again, education. That's that's why we're here.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
Well, some people just want a question or two. They just want to talk a little bit, or some people just want to, hey, look at what I have here and you know,
what would you recommend?
Right. Recommendations.
And once you are in the midst of retirement, there are lots of things that could be going on because I know, you know, all of us here in this room right now, we're all parents. So we are concerned about what are we going to do with our kiddos and how we are going to make sure we take care of them. But I think a lot of people who are my age are also going, I may end up in that dual parenting role of not only taking care of my kids, but helping parent my mom or, you know, once they get older. And, you know, I have a friend that's going through that right now with his parents where he's trying to find the proper assisted living facility for them. You know, unfortunately, his father is dealing with dementia. So they're trying to, like, really find the right space. And there is a lot to navigate.
That's a common story right now, Shannon. I really, there's I was just talking to someone too the other day on Friday about what she has to find that too for her parents, is the memory care and and all that. So
We don't have a simple solution there, and we see more and more of it because right now the baby boomers, the oldest one right now is probably in their late 70s, right? So remember the baby boomers. Well, now the millennials are a little bit bigger than the baby boomers.
There's some competition there in size of population there. The baby boomers from 1946 to 64.
64, right. Right. Within 18 years of each other, right? So the youngest baby boomer right now is late 50s. So you got late 50s all the way to late 70s there. And as the baby boomers get older and everything they do, changes our culture, changes our traditions, changes retirement, everything changes. So right now, as more and more baby boomers get into not just retirement, but elderly get aging, there's changes that, and we have to deal with this.
And Cassandra and Carla, I want to go to the phones because that discussion actually leads to what our caller, Megan, wants to bring up. Megan, thank you for calling and being part of the Health and Wealth Show. It looks like you have a question or a comment regarding generational wealth. What's your question or comment?
Well, I work in the wealth management industry, and I have for many years as a support assistant. And my family recently went through a big transition in which my grandfather passed. And luckily, he was very successful in farming. And it created a situation for my family in which my parents are boomers. They're both 69, and they both need long-term care. My dad in particular I put him in a care facility this year at the age of 69, where it's 10 grand a month to get him the best dementia care possible.
Wow.
And knowing that he could potentially live to the age of his father, who died at 96, I was extremely worried about the fact that all of my grandfather's wealth that he passed down to us would get eaten up by my dad's care. And so we got together with a wonderful estate planning attorney who guided our family in the most wonderful way. And this started the whole conversation about generational wealth and multi-generational living. And I don't understand why the conversation to millennials who are now tasked with taking care of their boomer parents, or even Gen Xers, I think they might know more about this, but why is the conversation not multi-generational living to create more multi-generational wealth? So,
you bring up a number of topics there.
Yes, thank you, Megan.
So, but
that's my comment.
It's a great comment, and it's a great observation. And it's when we live through some of those kinds of things, like you have, it can be a tough situation. There can also be a value there from a learning experience.
But there's a number of things to consider in so many pieces of this discussion to consider. Not all families are able to take care of generations, baby boomers. It's trying. It's mentally trying. It's
For the caregivers, if you're trying to take on that on your own shoulders, that can actually impact life expectancy for caregivers.
Right. Can I add in, I also think that it's community driven. I think some communities, especially in our American society, are more likely to have that ingrained as an option. Like, I feel like I grew up thinking that that would be what might be the case because my mom took care of my grandmother and we all lived in the house together when I was younger. And I think that we have really, there's certain pockets of the U.S. where that is an expectation, but it wasn't created in all of our American society. And I think that there's some other, if we look globally, other cultures where that is discussed a lot more from beginning.
Or even it's just expected, right? You don't even need to discuss it because it's just how you were raised or how you were brought up. But before the Industrial Revolution, there was a lot of that happened too. So there was a shift around that time also where the families, where there were multi-generations living together, caring for each other, working together. A lot of it was farming, right, Megan? So, but then that all shifted. And so it's been a long time coming, and for the last 100-150 years, there's been retirement has looked very different for a lot of people, and there's been a lot of changes, and then Social Security came out, right? I mean, there has been a lot of 401ks came out in 81, so things, and now almost everyone has a 401k, right? So a lot of things have shaped now retirement, but you're absolutely right. If people can do some planning or take some steps, even some long-term care instead of paying for a memory care or something like that out of pocket when you have assets, leveraging those assets and having long-term care. Once you're in the care facility, that ship has sailed, right? They're not going to insure you at that point. But that's where some prior planning, that's again why we talk to people and we talk about some of those things. And again, some of the ways that you can advert or to try and prevent some failures, right? And I don't want to say this is a failure, but ways to be able to preserve as much or plan ahead.
And there's elder care attorneys as well that do help, Megan. It sounds like you might have sat down with one of those to help the long-term estate planning to see if you can preserve assets. These are all decisions. And some families, again, discuss this early on and the expectation is there. And some you wouldn't want, like I look at myself and say, I wouldn't want my children to watch me or to take care of me.
No, that's what you've said.
You know, I don't want that. I don't want to put that on them. I will do my own planning. I take my own responsibility for that. So everyone has different ideas there, and it's got to be a family decision and something maybe you even talk about when the kids are little. You know, you start talking about these ideas, and these are great conversations, just like money and finance, great conversation to talk about around the kitchen table.
But that's a great comment and observation that you called in with.
I just appreciate
this conversation being discussed, because I'm left with, at the moment, being a single 33-year-old woman who is now going out and telling my friends that I am living with my mother. But the home that I picked out, I purchased with my family money, is my inheritance. It's my siblings' inheritance. And it allows my parents to live with the most dignity.
Right.
Right.
The most dignity that they want. My mother does not want to be in long-term care. My father needs long-term care. And because of the estate planning strategy, we were able to give both of our parents the most dignity. And in the, I hate to say it, but the different cultures, my white community doesn't understand it, but my ethnic community friends do.
Right. Well, thank you for,
I appreciate that.
Thank you for sharing
that.
We definitely appreciate you sharing that, Megan.
Yeah.
And so we, congratulations on your journey. I'm glad that you were able to take some control over it. And we appreciate you sharing your perspective on that.
Yeah. Thanks, Megan.
Best of luck.
You know, part of this whole thing, too, is some millennials, especially now she's young, right? Mm-hmm. She's a young woman who have parents that are young. I consider them young, late 60s, that are dealing with these health issues.
You would consider them young.
I would. They are still young. So, but there's a lot of millennials that would never be able to care. And that's okay. That's okay. Every situation is a little bit different.
Well, everyone has a different idea of what they want their retirement to look like, or what they would want for long-term care, or for all of that. And that's why it's so individual.
Right.
So we talk about these general concepts or these general pitfalls. There's so much that's very complex. And that's why, like Megan said, getting some help or sitting down with someone, getting some guidance is almost always very beneficial.
And it usually involves our children, right?
Yes.
Which is our second step here.
Or grandchildren.
You know, it's so funny because we have to deal. I had to help my father for many, many years. Help him financially, help him with his wash, right? We help our parents with those things that we need. And I'm a baby boomer, right? Mm-hmm. So here I am helping, baby boomers are helping their parents still with all of these things. And now I'm helping my mom. So we are called to do that,
yes.
You know, if we choose to help. Again, those are all personal decisions everyone's got to make. But then our children, many times our children need help too. Even part of this article was that this family had four career children. Mm-hmm. It was a baby boomer mom and dad. And the children, very successful children, still ask the parents for money.
Right.
Loans or money or whatever else. And we see that over and over again. Well, that can affect the retirement of those parents.
Right.
It can be draining on the finances. It can be draining. You know, those are decisions every family has to make, but that can affect retirement. It's one of the key failures of people retirement.
One thing you can do, though, is I know that you want to help kids, right? My kids are still young enough. They don't have careers yet.
Right.
I mean, Gianna's shaping up to be a great babysitter. But I would say one of the things that we talked about is that you can consider making it a loan to your children.
Right.
So that there's also some responsibility there, but also it doesn't impact your retirement.
Or the other kids.
Correct. Right. Where there's more of a loan where it will be paid back.
Right.
And so it helps both of you.
Right. Well, I appreciate all the information. We're giving you some information on how things can fail for you once you're in retirement. So we're going to go to break. And what should we go to when we return?
We are going to talk about different residents. Homes, vacation homes, all sorts of fun stuff.
All right. You can again be part of the show at 651-641-1071. We'll be back on the Health and Wealth Show. Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 1071 and streaming on MyTalk1071.com. I'm Ms. Shannon here with Cassandra and Carla from ClearStep Financial.
Hello.
We'll remind you how you can get a hold of both of them and ask some of your questions. But right now, the number is 651-641-1071. So we have time in this final segment to get through a few more of those things that can fail once you're in retirement.
Absolutely. So let's jump into that quickly, mm-hmm. because one of the things is, and this is very common, people like to have a vacation home.
Yes.
So this is what we would say just briefly on that, is that that can become very costly. Those of you that have them know that. The way it makes sense is if you're planning to rent it out.
Yes.
So if you're going to generate some income, then it becomes an asset.
Right.
Now, if you're only going to live there for a month out of the year, 2 months out of the year, it would be more advantageous typically to rent a place whenever you're going. So unless you're going to live there at least 3 months out of the year, typically it is more cost effective, unless you're renting it, to just rent something when you're going to go on vacation.
And especially keeping track of how you were going to keep that going, if you were going to Airbnb it or VRBO it or any of those things.
It's how are you going to manage that it? And earn some income that way. That can be another source of income in retirement.
Right. And some people do choose to buy a second property thinking that it will go up in value. Well, it probably will go up in value, but it may not be as much as you think.
Right.
So sometimes there's costs that have to go there just to keep up the property, and you don't always get out what you want in those second homes. And unless you have a mega wealth.
Right. And you do want to make sure that you help make those wise decisions. And I think that that second home is one of those things that we have images in our head based upon sitcoms and those kind of things, where you go, well, I'm supposed to have, and it's like, well, maybe it's not practical for you, because mm-hmm. you're really not going to say, like, you use, if you're not going to use it,
right? And we go really through different market cycles too,
right?
The economy, different cycles, politically. So there's a lot of factors that weigh in, which leads into the next one, which is really fear.
Yes.
And I actually really enjoy this whole process, the mental process of retirement and getting there and then getting in retirement, because there's certain thoughts that hold us back sometimes, right? You can have, it's so funny to me how you'll sit down with someone and they do have the assets to retire, but they still don't know if they
can. Or a couple. Sometimes it's a couple, and sometimes one person feels a certain way about how to spend it or how not to spend it.
Right.
And the other person has a different opinion. And so it's a matter of just trying to find a way for people to come together to figure out, okay, it's not compromise necessarily. Maybe it's an alternative solution.
Fair enough.
That both people can feel good about, that you can help them to have a good, solid plan that they both like and that they both have confidence in.
You don't want to spend your retirement arguing with
your partner. Or being stressed.
Right.
Or being stressed. Yeah.
Which leads into, like, whether you're a couple or a single, so this is one of the key things that we work with, is have a separate pot of money just for those additional expenses.
Right.
That
for
way you
spending.
Both, right. Mm-hmm. Spending, vacation,
we
travel.
We talk about that even when you're not retired, you have to have a budget for spending, and then you can feel good about what you're spending.
Right.
Or some money set aside for spending between now and retirement. We talk about that too, and that's not our topic today, but we get into that a lot with people.
Right, which is it just helps people feel more secure in retirement. And sometimes we just have to give people permission to retire.
Right.
Yes, you
are able to. Or to spend some
of
their money because they're able to, because they've done a good job saving or they're in a good position.
Right.
When we work up to retirement, it's like we're on this pace of constantly moving forward, right, to achieve this goal, and then all of a sudden we have to unwind.
Right.
And that takes time mentally and physically, a preparation to be able to unwind. And, you know, we get phone calls continually, monthly now, with people wanting to retire. They're just ready.
More and more.
Yeah.
More and more.
Done with whatever's going on at work.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to see their numbers. And part of it is seeing numbers, being able to have, you know, what are your expenses? What kind of income can we draw from the different pots of money?
Well, and that's a specialty area. So we specialize in helping people look at their retirement planning,
because
that does take some knowledge of knowing how people can start drawing income.
Income planning is just absolutely key. And again, people are living longer. Those are all factors that weigh against retirement, right? All these things we have to consider. So they're very important.
So the next thing to just be aware of in retirement is just that cost of healthcare.
Right.
And Megan kind of touched on that, but it's absolutely long-term care.
Right.
Just making sure that that's something that is factored into planning for retirement, but also all the other healthcare costs that go along with it.
You've got Medicare,
just being aware of some of those costs, because that's one of the things we talk to people about, is that your healthcare could be every bit of a mortgage payment.
Right.
So people say, well, I'll have the house paid off by then. Imagine you have a mortgage payment,
right? Exactly.
And let's factor that into your budget and and all those other areas.
And one of the most important, you talked about this, Shannon, earlier today when we were talking, is people are more and more people are getting scammed.
Right, right.
This elder fraud is prevalent. It's right. so
I
important
just talked
to
last week
consider.
With a client. Yes. It is. It mm-hmm. I mean, scary for people. They think they don't really realize what's going on until it's too late.
Right.
You know what a good friend about a week ago said to me, because he's in his 70s, right? Mm-hmm. And you get phone calls. Sometimes you get phone calls or emails and it catches you off guard. And right. that's what they're good at doing, right? They're good at catching you off guard. And then you do things because it might be an emotional response. And he made a comment, and I think this is good for all of us to remember. He said, if he gets an email, he gets a phone call, he could have someone knocking at your door, right? He said, he's just going to call the police.
Yeah.
He himself can't decipher at that time. He's training his mind just to say, you know what? I'm just going to call the police and see if this is real.
And I right? think mm-hmm. regardless of who your person is that you call, there's no shame in going, before I make this decision, if it's anything to do with my finances, I'm going to talk to X person.
Right.
And find somebody that's a trusted resource to run that through. We can do that regardless of what age we are. If mm-hmm. there's something that Good you point. Go, it doesn't feel right, or I'm not familiar with this, and maybe it's okay to talk to someone mm-hmm. else and go, is this okay? There's no shame in it. You shouldn't right. go, I should know. And that's what they're preying on, is they're going to be able to get you to make a knee-jerk reaction to something that's misinformation.
But yeah, that's where an advisor can come in too, because right. in the case of the client I was talking with, it had nothing to do with her retirement savings or her assets, thankfully. So mm-hmm. she didn't, I mean, she lost several thousand, but it wasn't like 10 or 20 or 30 or 100,000, which some people do.
Right.
When you get to that kind of money, usually it's tapping into your assets or your investments. Mm-hmm. That's where an advisor, though, can also be a safeguard
right.
and just say mm-hmm. and see some red flags that sometimes other people don't recognize right away.
Right. right. And we have the ability with trusted people, too, to with the person's okay to talk with them and just make sure. It's on the up and up, right?
Right. Now, Cassandra and Carly, I know you'll be back in a few weeks. We're going to mm-hmm. see you after the next holiday. But can we table some of this and make sure we cover
sure.
some more of this?
Absolutely.
I feel like these are definitely some things that can help people have a peace of mind when they go into it. Especially all of our people are out there helping maybe with their parents' elder care. Make sure that they know they can call you and not feel like they're doing anything. Oh, I should know. Yeah. You don't always have to know. You know,
no.
get a support system in place so you can make these good decisions.
Make sure that your parents have a healthcare directive, power mm-hmm. of attorney, because then that allows you to help step into.
Right.
Right.
All those good things. So,
well, I know you guys just had a seminar recently, and I know you'll have other virtual things that are coming up very soon.
Go to our website. We are not doing a whole lot over the summer. Mm-hmm. I think people want to be at the cabins
right.
and enjoying the sunshine. You got to mm-hmm. do it for those few short months.
Right.
But go to our website, clearstepfinancial.com. We have a number of them coming up in the fall,
and
then you can contact us.
Or call us, 651-600-0855.
And you can also find them on our website, mytalk1071.com, keyword health and wealth. Thanks, Cassandra. Thanks, Carla.